at 8 p.m. we have Chip Canty, who's going to be here. And I actually don't know Chip, so I can't make too many comments about him, but I'm sure he's great. If Ellen asked him to do a feature set, he has to be pretty good. And I do know the person at 8:30, though. I've been friends with her since we were in college together, and we won't say how many years ago that was, will we? But Gail Finney is going to be on at 8:30, and she's going to do some dulcimer and some guitar, right? A few things. So looking forward to that. Right now we have Suzanne Owens, who is going to do some spoken word, but she's also going to be accompanied by Mike Santoro, who will be here again, as I said, next week on a feature. So let's welcome Suzanne Owens.
Wow. Okay. I can just sort of slide it down. Well, I can't read it.
Well, that can clip on the music stand, can't it?
Yeah. Well,
what
it's,
can?
It's too far away, though, right? Will that be okay if it's that high?
Oh, maybe that'll work. Yeah, that'll work. Oh, it's just my eyes aren't great. Okay.
Turned around the right direction.
All right. Hi. This is about a place in the Laurentian Mountains where we had a log house, and it was the only house on the lake, and there are hundreds and hundreds of lakes, and it was with a club, and everybody had a lake that they went to, and we used to walk toward our lake and our house. It took about 2 days, and we stayed overnight at somebody's log cabin and then went on. And this is it. Okay. In the lake's eye. That star is so close. If I stuck out my tongue, I could lick pollen off it. Night has settled into the valley, as still as the lake water in this scorched pail. A leaf waits inside on reflection of a star. That star reflects the flowering of my other eye. Light years collide in a water pail. Eyes watch me through the underbrush. I could see those eyes right now if I turned around to look. Shouldering mountains form a calyx around this lake, this eye flower I swim in. Its retina knows where my skin scrapes rock. I sit as the rocks circling the fire, intransigent. I glow like the coals providing my own heat and listen to the wolves howl, trapped spirits on the other side. The lake separates us, but the distance shrinks as they move to its mouth. Their lament slices the water. Now they're on my side. Where the trail slinks down gorge, gnaws forests and sniffs the shore. My odor ebbs in larger arcs. Then, as if from the earth's center, their caterwauls erupt, with wash the mountains, coat the trees. The natives know about wolves. They say wolves won't bother you. And I believe them. I must be of less purport than starlight, than the essence of my pea in the grass. I stand on the top step, my hand on the door. My fingers play on three claw marks, furrows in the wood, a bear's sealed signature. I strike the match. Lamplight bleeds as heavy as the oil that feeds it. Thank you. Sorry, very dark. And then when we went into this place, this lake, we were taken in on a two-seater plane with our clothes and our food. And then going out, it was the same. They picked us up, the guy picked us up, and we went out two by two, sort of. And we went back to Chalk River, a place called Chalk River. And this is flying back to Chalk River and civilization. From up here, I searched amongst all the other lakes for our lake that feeds on spring water and cloud. Its shape always looks to me like a woman in a canoe, paddle raised. Under a peak cap, her long hair flies up, the glint of fishtails. Our camp's tin roof flashes blue, the feathered stripe of a mallard's wing and is gone. But I don't notice now the mountains frilled with reedy lakes. I see the logging roads sniggering around them. I find no pleasure in that one moose knee-deep in toughened lily pads, or the odd trees, premature red branding. I lean against our garbage, plastic garden cartons, wine bottles, cans, things that won't burn. As when I turn my sweater inside out, I see the pattern backwards. Frayed seams, logs bloat the river, fields of loose threaded stumps, knotted machinery, bulldozers, trunks. Even now, I can still hear the trees crack. That man-made morning rasp of chainsaw we listened to till dusk. We counted 18 marked near our cabin, orange circlets painted on each trunk. But I never will forget that oak. Two trees really joined at their trunks. We tried to measure it. Your arms holding one half, mine the other. Still, our fingers couldn't meet. Thank you.
Let's have a nice round of applause for Suzanne.